All right. Thank you, Sharon. That's what it is all about, folks, continuing to tell the old, old story. I know you the same way. I'm glad when one person hears the gospel. If we can get two, that's better. If we can get more, that's better. And that's what it's all about, getting as many as we can to hear the old, old story. Let me ask you this. How many of you have pretty strong confidence that you've got somebody coming this Sunday? They've promised you to come. All right, that's a bunch of hands. Let me encourage you to do this. If you have a phone number for them or a way to contact them, on Saturday, again, remind them. Some folks will honestly forget. And it's just a great thing to have a follow-up. I'd encourage you to do that. And we'll have a great day if everybody will just do the little bit that they can do. We've had some of our college students out soul winning, door knocking, passing out the flyers. And they've been faithful here 3 days. And I think, was it Monday that the wind blew so hard? I guess it was. But they were out there doing the job. And I've got some of them sitting on the front right here. Brother Parsons, is this the group I can call on right here? All right. Anybody on the front row? All right. What I want you to do, I want you to come up to the microphone, tell your name. You've been out soul winning, door knocking. I want you to tell us your name. Give us a little testimony about it. Don't go long, because I want to use several of you. And just give us something good about it. If a dog bit you, don't tell us if the dog died. We don't want nothing negative. Amen. We want it positive. All right. We'll start right here on the corner. Come right on up and start us.
Well, my name is Francisco Paco Cruz, and it's just a great privilege to go out. Amen. I wanted to mention this.
Hold it a minute.
Yes, sir.
Turn me back on and keep me on. Pull that thing closer to you. Don't be afraid of it. He turned it up and it squealed because you were too far away from it. I'm talking to future preacher boys. Learn how to get close to a microphone.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Well, praise
all right,
Lord.
Start over again.
Yes, I just wanted to mention, I do feel a little guilty about that call you mentioned. I will admit I have been placing the those invitations. If the door is able, kind of squeeze it in. And I do forgive me for that. But I do it so the wind doesn't blow it. I make sure of it. I make sure, you know, people get it. It's probably been 100 houses now, but, you know, I know now. So, sorry, preacher. But I just want to share. Over this time, I've gotten a heart for the bus ministry here, and I have to say I praise the Lord for it. Over the time, I've got to say, with my bus route that I'm on, I no longer see it as God's bus route or pastor's bus route. I make it personal. It's my bus route, and that's what we've been doing there at the college. We've been going out and visiting the bus routes, trying to get as much kids as we can. And yesterday, I wasn't expecting this. It was such a surprise for Brother Parson to tell me, Paco, be ready, we're going to Auburn now. I'm like, amen, praise the Lord. And it was such a blessing. As soon as the bus pulled in into a certain spot, we were at the trailer parks. As soon as we go in, kids everywhere. Kids left and right, coming out of school. To me, that was just a sign from God saying, this is the place, you know. So I praise God for that opportunity to see that. And so many kids, and I know there's a lot of families there, I'm sure, that are coming, and I praise the Lord for that. My family is coming, by the way, from Fort Pierce. My nephews, I told them to come over, and they're coming, my sister, my mom, so I hope I see them. Amen. And one last thing. Today, I spoke to this man that hasn't been to church, and he says he came to the last Sunday anniversary, and he says when he was here, he won a Bible, and I was with Mark Mariner, and we were talking to the man. This man got excited, and he was saying, man, I feel the goosebumps. And he said, I feel that God sent you boys here. And he says he's coming. And I asked him if he had children. He said yes, and I told him to bring him. I gave him some tickets to be ready. And so I just praised the Lord for that opportunity. He said he won a Bible here, and he says he'll never forget that. And I just praise God for the opportunity to go out. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. All right, Keith.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Keith Carringer. I went out on Monday. My partner was Solomon. He is a student here from Central Baptist in Winter Haven. And the visit that stood out the most to me, we knocked on a door. We were in Point Siena on Brother Torres's route. And there were two girls that came to the door. I'd say they were in their mid-20s or so. And I started telling them about the church. And they said, yeah, we know Landmark. We used to go there when we were kids. And just about that time, their window was open, and a young man started singing the Crayon Box song through the window. So some of you know that song. We do it here on the buses. And then he came around the other side, and that was their brother. And they said, yeah, we used to come here when Brother James's bus route. So that's where James Vercella's route used to be. And they got all excited. And I said, well, then y'all remember Anniversary Sunday. And they said, yes. And I said, that's tomorrow. Or not, that's not tomorrow. I didn't say that. It's this coming Sunday. And so they were very excited. And they said, yes, we remember it. And started telling stories about it. And so they were all excited. And they said, we will be here. We're going to ride the bus. So I thought that was neat, especially when he was probably 20-something years old singing the Crayon Box songs through the window, still remembered it. So that was a blessing to me.
Amen. All right, great.
My name is Mark Mariner, and so my testimony was Monday I was able to go out with Paco, Francisco, and then also Angel was able to go with me. But at that time, it was in the morning, we were in Point Siena on Brother Jeremiah's bus route. And not many people were answering the door, so we were maybe a little bit discouraged, but I was still hopeful that we would see some people. But as we, one of the houses had a very long driveway, and we went and knocked it, but nobody answered. So as we turn around and we're walking back towards the road, there's another house that we're passing, and the lady was out in her lawn, mowing the lawn. And it was really early in the morning, so I was kind of surprised that, you know, she was out there just mowing her lawn, but we were able to kind of flag her down and give her an invitation. And turns out she had just moved to that house the day before. And she was very excited to have an invitation to church. She says back where she used to live, about over an hour away, she would go to church all the time. And so she's going to come with her four kids on the bus. But that was just a blessing that if we had been there the day before, as we had been knocking all week, you know, we would have missed her. She wasn't there. We caught her at the perfect time. And that was just a blessing to me.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening. My name is Marco Guardado, and well, my blessing was Monday. I went soul winning with Tyler, and I think it was probably about the second house we knocked on. You know, there was this really scary looking dude outside, and you know, I kind of was kind of intimidated, so I was like, "Hey, Tyler, this is your house." So he knocked, and well, he was actually outside. He was building some kind of train contraption looking thing, but so it turned out that he didn't speak English, so. Me being Spanish, I, you know, had to man up and talk to him. So I did, and, you know, he was very scary looking. He had a bunch of piercings, tattoos on his face everywhere. And I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bit intimidated, but he was actually one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. And he actually got saved. And that was a huge blessing to me. And, you know, I don't know, that was just something encouraging to me. And then also today I was with Solomon, and there was this lady that we knocked on her house, and she had just recently moved there, and she said that she was looking for a church that, you know, was only preached, you know, it preached what the Bible said and not what man said, not what anybody said. And I was like, well, you know, this is the perfect place for you. You should come to Landmark, visit us, and they are for sure coming. So that was just a huge blessing, and that's pretty much it.
Amen. That's great. Amen.
Hello, my name is Doug Henry, and it is a pleasure being back at college this semester. It's a pleasure going out and canvassing all week long, not only because we get to invite people for Anniversary Sunday, but also on behalf of the college, we get to be out of classes for a week. So that's just a huge blessing, amen. And one of the methods that the Lord laid on my heart that we did on our bus route, whenever we knocked on a house that we're, you know, we're trying to prospect and trying to get people to go on the bus, we'd always give them tickets. And on Saturdays, the roll tickets would be up here for the bus captain, so we'd hand them out to the, you know, all the kids and get them excited and entice them to come on the bus. And so for college this week, whenever we went out to different routes, I took some of the tickets and anytime I would see a parent that would be interested, and I'd ask them, you know, well, how many kids you have? Well, we have 4 or 5, and give them 4 or 5 tickets and say, hey, this is a head start. You know, we'd love to have you come, and if you want more tickets, just come on the bus or come to church, and we'd love to give you more. And that's always been it's been a blessing all week. We've had a lot of great results because of that as well. And just one more quick story. I was with Kevin this morning, and we knocked out a door, and a lady came to the door. She kind of looked at us funny because we're funny-looking guys, amen. And so we said, hi, we're from Landmark Baptist Church. Would you like to leave, you know, an invitation to come to church? And she goes, no, I don't want anything to do with that. Oh, wait, Landmark? Oh, I love Pastor Carter. Here, give me that. And so she took the flyer out of our hand, and it's just been a blessing. Most of the people that we've talked to all week long, from what I've heard of the other college students, they've been very open, very receptive. And I think that's because it's been just a good spirit among the people that have been going out knocking on doors and taking time and, you know, inviting people to come. And, you know, just for those of you who put the bill, so to speak, for the college, you know, you invest in our lives so that we can train and so that we can learn how to not only lead someone to Christ, but also not be afraid to go out and to invite someone to go to church. It's been a blessing. And hopefully this Sunday you guys will see that your prayer and your efforts and your labor will pay off in the long run. So again, thank you, church, and thank you, Pastor Carter, for giving us the opportunity to go out and to share the gospel and invite people to come to church.
All right, amen. All right, next. All right, come right on.
Hello, I'm Madison. The microphone is actually short enough for me this time. Well, I'm a freshman, and so I've never been on Soul Winning Marathon before, and so I wasn't quite sure what to expect. But it's been really fun, and we've got to go to a lot of houses. And you know, something from each testimony of these people that said something is that they've all said that they've gone to people that have known about Landmark, and that's true. The testimony of Landmark is very strong here, and I would say probably 1 out of every 10 people know at least something about Landmark. Oh, I used to ride your bus. Oh, I like Pastor Carter. Oh, something about Landmark. So really just invite people. Don't be afraid. Just give them a flyer and invite, and just have fun with it and be encouraging to people. Invite people at your workplace. And so it's been a really fun week this week, and I can't wait to go back tomorrow. So amen.
Amen. All right.
Hello, my name is Jolene. Wow. So this week I'm a freshman, and I've never done Soul Winning Marathon or anything like that before, but I have to say it's been a lot of fun. It's been hard work, but it's been good. I mean, this week I've been going during the mornings, and usually a lot of people are not up during that hour, so you leave a lot of flyers in the doors. But I did have, it was Susanna and I, and we were out, and there was a man, and it's funny because there was Jehovah Witnesses in front of us, and so they kept like going ahead, and I was getting kind of discouraged because I didn't want the people to keep slamming the door on us because they thought we were Jehovah Witnesses. So there was a man who answered the door, and he spoke a little bit of English, but he did speak Spanish. And if any of you have known me, my Spanish isn't very well, regardless of my looks. So so I was able to speak to him a little bit, and he did understand, and he was very excited. And it was a big blessing to be able to invite him, and I'm really excited to see everybody come that we've invited. I've asked them their names, and I'm like, well, I'm so happy that you're going to come. I'm really hoping, and I've been really praying for them. Another thing, I work at a furniture store, and I had a lady come in, and I knew she was from Landmark because she wore her pins. And I ran up to her and I was like, hi, my name's Jolene. I'm from Landmark Baptist College. I work here, obviously. Anyways, but I just want to say that, you know, the whole pins, wearing them, even though I'm not wearing mine, which is kind of embarrassing. It was on my work shirt. Yeah, so it's a really big testimony, and you know, she started, before she knew that I was from Landmark, she started going on about inviting me. But you know, wearing the pins and inviting people is just a really big blessing and a testimony. And I just want to thank you guys for allowing us to go do it, and it's been a great first time soul winning marathon. Kind of gives me prepared for March, so thank you.
Amen. Did you say you didn't have your pen? Well, well. She'll get one. All right, we appreciate that testimony. Okay, got another one? Yes, go ahead.
I don't know if we have anybody else left. I just had to tell the church one. It has been a week of divine appointments up until now. So, my name is Barry Parsons. And I just want to make sure that I did tell you this story. I thought it'd be encouraging to you. We went out, and like Paco said, it's been afternoon. We just kind of went to an area knowing there'd be kids there, and the buses were dropping off kids just as we were getting there. So it's been a blessing, and except for the one time where she got dropped off behind JW's. But this morning, when we got to our bus route area that we were knocking Hector's route in Arbondale and or at Lake Alfred. And so we were getting there. I've been everywhere this week. So we went to Lake Alfred, and as soon as I pulled in with the van, we were dumping a load of young college students off early in the morning, and some Jehovah Witnesses pulled up right in the same trailer park with us. And when, you know, it looked like a clown car, all these college students piling out of that thing. And so they were discouraged, and they got back in their car and moved to a different area. Amen? So praise the Lord for that. Amen? And so as they did that, we went back and got another load of college students. And we went to a different street, not knowing where they were at. And we dropped those college students off. And so we made a swing back, got another load. Well, then I came down the street just kind of checking to make sure everything's all right. Does everybody know George Money? He's the tall student with red hair. He's kind of intimidating if you don't know who he is. He's very tall, you know, 6'6 or whatever he is, and 300 and whatever pounds. And so so he was walking down the street, and it was very foggy this morning. And he thought that we have a student that's over in the Spanish church all the time named Brother Adan. And him and his wife were knocking doors this morning, had kind of a check shirt on. And one of the Jehovah Witnesses was Spanish and had a check shirt on. And so he was coming down the same street George was on. And in the fog, George thought that that was Brother Adan. So they had just left the area that we were at first. And then they tried to go to the street George was on. And George was going, "No, this is our street. Go off of this street. This is our street." And those people packed up and left. And I mean, amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, boy. That's a classic. Oh, man, that is. Not only were we out there giving out the truth, we were running the Harris's elf. All right. Folks, it can be done. We are doing it. We're doing what the Lord Jesus commanded us, to go in all the world and preach the gospel. Scripture says, "He that winneth souls is wise." In Daniel 12:3, it says, "Those that turn many to righteousness will shine as the stars forever and ever." The Bible is full of encouragement to tell others, to win others. And that's what it's about. I see people get saved, learn quite a bit, faithful at church, and then the devil kind of gets to them and they kind of burn out. They lose that first love, they lose that zeal. One of the reasons that happens is because they don't keep on sharing that old story that Sharon was singing about. Nothing in the world keeps you red hot for the Lord any better. It's a fringe benefit, a big one, that you get yourself from telling somebody else. And that's the answer. And probably any one thing you could put your finger on today that's got so many churches cold and dying, it's they quit sharing the old story. I told the college students this morning before they went out, Brother Bradley was brought the devotion. I said a few words following him. I have seen this in my ministry, and I've been in it a long time now, 46 years here at this church, 3 years before I got here, pastoring in a country church. And I have seen preachers that were good Bible students, but they were not that interested in soul winning. So consequently, their ministry hit a certain level and never done much else. I've seen some others that might not have been the best Bible students, but they never got over telling that old story, getting others saved. And I've seen ministries grow because it caught through the congregation and other people, just like in the Bible. The book of Acts, they were scattered abroad, went everywhere preaching the gospel. It says in the temple daily. That's regular. Daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. And it's the weakness we all have is forgetting that's our life's blood. That's our command from the Lord Jesus. I say again to the college students going out tomorrow, some of you have had some real blessings. You shared them with us tonight. The man got saved there, and people coming because you went out. Go out tomorrow and go out with expectation. Go out believing God can do it again. And that what you're doing is His work and His cause. Don't let the world, the devil, the weather, anything else stop you. And victory that we have Sunday, it'll all be to the honor and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, but God does bless faithfulness, obedience, and hard work in His cause. And so I encourage you again to go out tomorrow, and then we'll be doing a lot of physical work Friday and Saturday, getting ready for the big day. But what you're doing now, what you've done the last few days, and what you'll do tomorrow is the most important thing that we could be doing. All right, let's stand, please. And now Hector's going to need the choir to get ready for Sunday, but we're also going to have the meeting over here. So in a reasonable amount of time, if you're going to be one of our workers on the ball field or any part in the big day, gather over there with us. You can gather over there with us if you just want to hear what we're talking about. That's all right, too. Also, we need the choir to be ready, so he'll not hold you long. You may can come on over and join, and we'll not be a long time over there either. The other thing we need to do now, tonight, is go to the wall charts and sign up for the 30-minute prayer thing. Starts 1 minute after midnight tonight, goes to 1 minute after midnight Saturday, then Sunday begins, and that's the day. Amen. Father, thank you now for speaking to our hearts tonight. Thank you for these young people that's been out. Thank you for all our membership that's been doing the job. And Father, we know that there's souls out there just waiting for somebody to reach them. Lord, let us be the ones to reach them. If it be your will that they'll come and hear about the Lord Jesus and how he loved them and died for them, even this Sunday. May you help us now as we organize and plan. We pray again, Father, that you'd give us the weather.